Good afternoon, folks, and welcome back once again to another edition of the Come Out of Her, My People show. I'm your host, Mark Call, and this is a show where we talk about those elements of Revelation chapter 18, verse 4, that are, I will suggest, so important today, probably never have been more important, and literally, time is running out. That's at least part of the theme of the show for today. In other words, not just come out of her, my people, but realize, hey, time is drawing short to get on with it. And I'll begin by noting that, true to form, we have some tools that come from a communist regime, and those that basically don't care about the markets anymore don't seem to care about actually providing a product that works. And I'm referring, of course, to Microsoft and Skype, which is how all of us remote hosts connect to the mothership, the primary control panel in Salem, Oregon. And just before airtime, Skype quit working. Why? Well, because Big Brother Microsoft wants you to download a new version of their software. I guess they've got some new spyware to install, and they want it now. And they're not going to let you do anything until you knuckle down and allow them to do so. What you've got planned doesn't matter. And that's part of the problem, if you think about it. Can you imagine picking up a Microsoft-designed hammer that said, you know, I don't feel like pounding a nail right now. Come back later. Maybe I'll feel like it. Now, I realize that's probably not a good example, but I'll tell you what is. Because Big Brother also wants to do the same thing with a firearm. You got smartphones, smart refrigerators that might decide to rat you out if they don't like what you're doing, and of course, smart firearms that will decide whether or not they want to allow you to fire it at any given time. They want to be able to say, the firearm won't fire unless you, the registered, responsible, Big Brother-approved owner, well, okay, the word owner no longer applies, does it? Because you had to get permission even to be allowed to buy it. And if they feel like it, they'll take it away from you, too. But if it's smart, it gets to decide whether or not to go bang when you need to pull the trigger. And that means if you really, really need it, and you need it in a hurry, or somebody else needs it because their life is in danger, it probably just won't work at all. Especially if Big Brother decides to remotely disable it because they want to take you and everybody else they don't like, all the other people that they declare to be domestic violent extremists, down. In other words, one of the hallmarks of a communist regime, folks, especially a technocratic communist regime that decides, we control the horizontal, we control the vertical, we control everything about your lives, and if we don't like it, you don't have it. Well, they also tend to be historically really, really bad at providing things that work, especially when people really want them to. Like Microsoft's Skype, which is why producer Phil has been working hard to try to get it to work while I was trying to get the show on the air. And as you might suspect, thank you, Skype, I had to do more than a bit of editing, too, to fix what Microsoft messed up. But at least, folks, for now anyway, we're still able to be on the air. All right, I'm going to assume since the phone rang via Skype that that means we are finally live. And apologies, folks, but once again, Microsoft, and that is the proper pronunciation, has done it to us. About 10 minutes before airtime, they decided that we don't care whether you like it or not. We're going to do an update because I guess we have new spyware to install on your system. But anyway, we are finally live, and I guess that's at least an interesting way to introduce the show. This is, in fact, the Come Out of Her, My People show. I'm your host, Mark Call. And one of the things that I intended to talk about today as we look at what that means and how we do it is, well, it's a question that actually comes into multiple parts. What can't they pull off? What's next? All of the kind of things that we ought to be asking when we look at some of, and literally on just about every front you can imagine, the greatest frauds in certainly American history, arguably world history as well. And let me just give you the quick recap. We'll talk about a couple of these things in more detail, but we certainly saw election fraud. The Wastream Media denies it. The evidence is increasingly overwhelming, and it just continues to come out. We have the UN and their climate BS meeting this week, where they are at the fake Mount Sinai going to be reintroducing a fake Ten Commandments, along with more Chrislam. Hey, let's take the religion that's already the whore church and make it even more adulterated with some other crap that isn't in scripture, but hey, we don't care about that anymore.
We have the FBI whoremeister who was in front of Congress lying about CHS's confidential human sources and whether or not they were embedded in the January 6th false flag. Nothing to see here. Move along. As it turns out, there was another story. The Biden Fuhrer removed air marshals from all of the, I don't know if it's all of them, but a whole bunch of U.S. flights this week. Isn't that amazing? Evidently, with the idea of saying, well, you know, we're coming up on the biggest flying time of the year, most crowds and so forth, so when better to set people up for what may be coming next? Yeah, sure. And what I want to do again is introduce it by saying, hey, what's next? And well, let's take a quick look at some of these things in a bit more detail and some of the financial things, because what I'm going to contend is for those that have been, skeptical. Are we really this close to the end times? Are things really this close to coming apart at the seams? After all, we had this election coming up. That was going to fix everything, or so people believed. Hardy har. Well, what now? And one of the things that we saw post-election, although it certainly has been building for a long time, was the cryptocurrency, or some call it correctly the kleptocurrency, and the kleptocurrency exchanges, and a huge failure, FTX. And I won't go into all the details of that, but if you haven't heard about it, suffice it to say it is arguably one of the biggest financial frauds in history, certainly right up there with Lehman Brothers and others. And as of two minds, and Charles Hugh Smith puts it in a piece that he wrote this week, the remaining dominoes of that financial fraud have yet to fall. But ultimately, they all have certain characteristics. This one has literally all of them. And then we find out that that's not all. It's not just the dominoes and the derivatives and all of the fiat empire that's been built on, in this case, a fully fiat cryptocurrency, but the snake that eats its own tail. A piece from the Gateway Pundit and Joe Hoft entitled U.S. Tax Dollars at Work, The Cover-Up Begins, and a little bit about the Southern District of New York, where if they are investigating it, you know there's something that needs covering up. Anyway, the scumbag at the head of this thing, Sam Bankman-Fried, or Bankman-Fraud, and how's that for an interesting name, has also been caught donating huge, and I mean huge, amounts of money to the Democrats, the Socialists, the PACs, and various candidates. And that, of course, includes some of the rhinos on the other side of the same evil bird of prey, which then back Biden, and we've seen all of that. And, of course, now we have over 100 billion fiat bucks being laundered through Ukraine. It was starting before, way back in the Obama regime, the first Obama regime. And those monies get laundered. They supposedly are for buying armaments and fighting the dreaded Russians who rigged the election, but not really. And all those big lies keep coming back. But they get all kinds of bucks, and they partner with none other than FTX. And guess what? There are a bunch of kickbacks that seem to be ending up right back in the coffers of the same people who brung all of this to the party to begin with. Isn't that amazing? And again, there's more to it. For example, a piece from Natural News this week noted that it was the same FTX, the collapsed crypto exchange, that funded something called the Together Trial, which was used by the Fauci and company regime to discredit any alternatives that might have threatened their ability to push the emergency use authorization. After all, if there were any alternatives, and especially if there were far better alternatives that worked extremely well, had a huge long track record of not being problems like ivermectin, well, that would have put a kibosh in the whole sale of the biggest bioweapon in human history. So it turns out, yeah, FTX was part of the funding that put together this Together trial, which rigged the figures, lied about the data, and basically fudged the science in order to discredit ivermectin. All right, that's it for some of the FTX stuff. Again, I will point out, follow the money is always a good way to understand what's going on. And when the money is an abomination unto Yah, and Scripture is real clear on this, he not only says that dishonest weights and measures are an abomination, silver and gold, the Constitution says, are the only lawful coinage, not money, mind you, just coinage in the United States. The central government does not have the authority to print money, and as far as the states are concerned, nothing but gold or silver coin shall be made a tender in payment of debt. So we haven't had honest money in the United States, not biblical money, for Well, they've been working on it for close to 100 years. That was when the unconstitutional Fed came into play in 1913. And we could go through the history, but you don't need to hear that again because hopefully most of you already know it. It simply is another indicator of where we are on this road to complete meltdown. And the question seems to come up. I've addressed it recently as well. Is the United States under judgment? And, of course, if it's not, it sure as blankety-blank in hell deserves to be. So I guess we'll leave that as a question for the reader, but I think, or the listener, or the whatever, but we'll certainly see it play out. All right, another of the here's the sign of the times stories, comes from the so-called G20 meeting, where the various bought and paid for leaders have just signed a declaration saying, and I'll quote it, this is from Bali, 2022, "We support efforts to strengthen prevention und response," and I use the German accent because it seems also Fourth Reich-like, "to future plandemics that should capitalize and build on the success," yeah, the success "of what we sold to a gullible world population and killed so many before, the existing standards and digital COVID-19 certificates." And what they're basically talking about here is we want to facilitate seamless international travel, interoperability, and, of course, the vaccine passport. The precursor to the mark of the beast is a real key part of all of that. Are we surprised? I've already mentioned Christopher Wray, and he lied about having sources within the FBI, confidential human sources dressed up as Trump supporters. No surprise there. Here's another story that doesn't surprise anybody. Pfizer and Moderna, now having been caught fudging the data, lying about it, trying to prevent it from coming out for 75 years, and millions have been killed worldwide. Well, turns out there might be some side effects. Yeah, we knew about this. We ignored that. Maybe they even featured it. But myocarditis is just one of a number of things, along with pericarditis, various kinds of strokes, cancers, you name it. Big Pharma is now going to investigate their own vaccines. Isn't that amazing? Anybody going to trust the results? I can tell you what they're going to be. I bet you can, too. Nothing to see here. Move along. These are not the droids you're looking for. Meanwhile, this story came out from a fellow that has done some really good research. Ed Dowd, the author of Unknown Causes, The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths in 2021 and 2022, along with his team of analysts, has assembled, this is from Natural News and Mike Adams, the most comprehensive and compelling data set yet revealing, now it's not just causes that are directly attributed to the COVID-19 stroke poke. This is all-cause mortality. And honestly, folks, this is the only statistically honest way to look at things. You just ask yourself, hey, at a certain time, as a matter of fact, it was interestingly, about the same time that the vaccines came out in 2021, deaths, all causes just went through the roof. They're up dramatically. As a matter of fact, they're up so much that any statistician will tell you this just doesn't happen in the real world. This is not just a three sigma event. This is way beyond a three sigma event. In other words, something that happens once in a 100 years or so. No, it doesn't happen at all, except maybe the Black Death or the Black Stroke Poke. Anyway, what Dowd has found is that when you look at deaths from all causes, and sooner or later, he suggests the medical and scientific community is not going to be able to hide it and ignore it anymore. About 2,400, actually more than 2,400 Americans, this is not just the whole world, this is just in America, are dying each and every day in above the numbers that would have been expected prior to the stroke poke. Almost certainly, in other words, it's from vaccines. That comes to about 900,000, just short of a million killed in a year. And it turns out, of course, if you look at the rest of the world, there are more. He's got a chart in the article here. And even among those people who shouldn't be dying of all kinds of other things, oh, yeah, maybe they die in a motorcycle accident or a falling off a mountain or getting hit by a bus. But essentially, among people aged 25 through 44, you can look at the pre-COVID 2019 death rates, and they're the baseline. And then immediately after the lockdowns and the introduction of the poison poke, they go up dramatically. Oh, in spite of masks? Who could have imagined such a thing? Then the vax hits in full force. They're up about a third. The mandates go into place. Now they're up 55%. And in total, excess deaths from all causes, and remember, somebody who dies because they have a stroke on the highway, cross the center line, and kill three other people, I guess you could call those vaccine deaths, even if some of the people that were killed weren't even vaccinated. They were just in the wrong place at the wrong vaxxed time. But anyway, 84% among those age groups, excess deaths, and more than 20 million people worldwide have been killed, arguably, and I would say pretty convincingly arguably, by the COVID-1984 not vaccines, making this vaccine holocaust, any way you slice it, much bigger than even what Adolf was able to accomplish, and I think I've mentioned that before too. We had an attempt earlier this week, probably heard about it, to try to foment and kick off World War III. You had Zelensky, the comedian turned idiot dictator, saying, oh, you've got to attack Russia, got to attack Russia. Because what? Well, because as it turns out, and this is not the story as it was originally sold to people, you can look at Waystream Press Worldwide, Ukraine launched a bunch of missiles, and at least one of them fell into Polish territory and killed a couple people. So what'd they do? They blamed Russia. Why? Because it was a Russian anti-missile system or a Russian system that was actually involved in this, but that doesn't mean Russia did it. It turns out, no, that was part of the lie. And the Associated Press, as of earlier, today, literally, had to issue an official correction. Oops, we got caught. They reported erroneously, isn't that putting it nicely, based on information from a senior American intelligence official who spoke on condition of anonymity that, it wasn't a Russian missile at all. At least the Russians didn't launch it. And that's still, though, we're going to blame them. We're going to say it's Russia's fault because, after all, if they weren't there, we wouldn't have had to do this. It was most likely instead the result of a Ukrainian air defense missile that unfortunately landed in Poland. So I will contend that anytime you have people that are this irresponsible, jonesing for world war, and we've already got the world war, obviously. We just haven't quite had it go nuclear yet, but it looks like they're working hard to push that. And when you see people literally chomping at the bit to use an excuse to say, oh, invoke Article 5, we got to kill Russians, you know that they're looking for another excuse and they're not done yet. All right, where I'm at now is a couple of stories that I think will really kind of help to set the stage for where I want to go with the rest of the show today. And this first one is a nice summary from Wayne Allen Root, and it has to do with gaslighting. And he said, hey, you know, guess what? The far left just stole yet another election. And ultimately, as Natural News and everybody else has been putting it, look, when something is so obvious, the outcome makes no sense. Or in the case of the Zyklon B, you see that they try to tell you it's not what it seems to be, and yet all the statistical data is overwhelming, undeniable, and obvious. Yeah, it's so obvious it makes no sense. The outcome is literally impossible. Well, other than, say, a correlated event. In other words, it's not random at all. It's this 3-sigma or 6-sigma black swan, and we actually do know what the cause is. Well, then it is what it is. Forget about proof. You know it. You saw it. You felt it. You experienced it. It happened, and it's real. So, as Wayne Allen Root puts it, and he provides some pretty interesting quick summary here, the 2020 midterm was just stolen. Just like 2022 midterm. Hey, so many midterms, so many election thefts. There you go. That election was just stolen just like 2020. And if you disagree, you must be either delusional, terribly naive, or brain dead. In other words, you deserve to be a senator from Pennsylvania. Or you're in on the fix. And of course, we got lots of all of the above, especially in the waystream media and in both parties of the same evil, both wings of the same evil bird of prey. So he says it's time to admit we're all part of a massive experiment in fraud, theft, brainwashing, and gaslighting to a degree never before seen in world history. Now, that, folks, is something that your host here has been pointing out for a long, long time. I think, honestly, it's undeniable, and that is the reason why this is such an important thing to acknowledge. We are seeing an experiment in, the word mind control tends to upset people. Let's just say brainwashing to the point of propaganda, the Stockholm Syndrome, lots of nice-sounding psychological buzzwords to say, hey, people have been dumbed down, duped, sold out, and now they're so absolutely incapable of connecting cause and effect that they believe all the pablum that's being shoved down their gullible throats. How's that for putting it as kindly as we can? He says it this way. Think of all the times over the past few years, even, you've been gaslighted. They lied to you, and here we go, about open borders. No, there's no invasion there. They lied to you about Hitler's 30,000 deleted emails. Oh, yeah, an FBI complicity in helping to cover that up. They lied about spying on Trump. Russia, Russia, Russia. They lied about Russia, Russia, Russian collusion, too. They lied about a perfectly fine call made by the president to Ukraine that, well, if anybody else had made it, it wouldn't have even been news. They lied about massive Biden corruption in Ukraine and China and just about everywhere else where the big guy was getting his cut. They lied about the need for the COVID not vaccines. They lied about the fact that they're not even vaccines. They lied about the vaccines being safe and effective. They lied and they covered up all the deaths and injuries from the vaccine. They covered up about the fact that the tests were rigged if they were done at all. Long-term testing, not done at all, although it is being done on a whole bunch of people who are dying to prove just how deadly they are. They lied about the success of the miracle drugs, first hydroxychloroquine, and then, and even more importantly, ivermectin. And they lied now, most recently, about the stolen 2020 and 2022 elections. This has been a non-stop gaslighting campaign going on for a decade now. As he puts it, you're all part of a human psychology experiment in the limits that government and media can go to in propaganda and brainwashing, while you know that they're lying right in front of your eyes. And, latest example, look at just the incongruity surrounding this latest election rig. You have the most unpopular president, who's not really even a president, in modern American history, literally brain dead. And they stuffed this guy into office, and typically, 25, and I've made these points before, House seats, even in a good year, are lost to the party in power. But here's a guy with severe dementia, can't put three coherent sentences together, and yet he somehow managed to defy history and logic and facts and statistics and, well, even anything you can imagine. Meanwhile, we're facing the worst economy in modern history, the worst inflation in American history, out-of-control crime, open borders, failing schools. Polls show that 75% of Americans, and those are the ones that are paying attention, believe the country is going in the wrong direction. Yet, somehow or other, they manage to say, oh, give us more of the very same that's killing us? How stupid do they think people are? Answer, incredibly, unbelievably stupid. The real proof is Florida, he notes, and I've mentioned this as well. Florida had the GOP win a landslide. Literally everybody down there, DeSantis, Rubio, they had a red tsunami. And guess what Florida has? They have strict voter ID, strict laws against voter fraud, severe prison terms for anyone caught trying to do what the Democrats got away with in every other state. No mail-in ballots sent to every voter. No ballot drop boxes, no ballot harvesting, no ballots accepted for days on end, and especially if they've been printed in mass in a machine. Basically, they don't allow fraud. Interestingly, too, they didn't even allow the feds to come in and monitor the fraud in progress. And yet, Florida Governor DeSantis is arguably the most Trump-like, MAGA-loving, America-first, anti-woke, anti-tranny, in-your-face, ultra-conservative. The media would call him a right-wing extremist, of course, in all of America. And even with that final ultra-MAGA message and strict voting fraud laws, the GOP swept to a landslide. So, hey, is this a coincidence or is it just kind of one more obvious point? Now, I'm going to do this one story that will take us to the break here. Flashpoint Arizona said another piece from Natural News. What will people do when the steal is so blatant? And is it true that continued pandemics are essential to what is coming? And the answer is, what are they going to do? Well, what have they already done, folks? Basically nothing. They sit there like dumbed-down children, and they eat the pablum that's been shoveled to them. Meanwhile, they're worried, are they going to be able to make the payments? Are they going to lose their house, their business? Well, if they haven't lost it already? Answer, of course you are. But you're going to sit there and take it. At least most Americans will sit there and take it because they have been too dumbed down and cowed to actually even talk about what's really going on, much less get up and do something about it. He asked the question, just how much blatant election theft will the people put up with? What will Arizona do in response to this blatant election theft? Answer, Arizona, come on. What will the U.S. do? And the answer, nothing. It's interesting to me how many people have said, oh, just wait till the midterm elections. That'll fix it. Last week, the entire Come Out of Her My People show, I dedicated to that question of now that the election has failed yet another time to prove that if you ignore God and ignore his judgment, guess what you're going to get? Answer, more of exactly the same that you have been, not even praying against all this time. We're not done yet. We're just starting to see things build. And when we get back, folks, after this bottom of the hour break, what I'm going to do next is ask the question, well, hey, what is next? And maybe even just what are some of the notable last-minute signs that tell us we're getting very, very close? We'll be right back.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied.
We are back, folks. This is the Come Out of Her, My People show. I'm your host, Mark Hall, and we're talking today about, well, the level of gaslighting, fraud, deception, you name it, that's been pulled on America and indeed the whole world. But I guess since America is the home for so many of us that are listening to this show, it makes sense that we focus on that because, hey, we might have thought it can't happen here. And the answer is Scripture warned us about it. It is happening here. I have referred to this particular chapter so many times recently, I didn't want to start off with it today, but it certainly does fit. We can't ignore it. This is from Matthew 24, where Yeshua is asked about the end times. What will be the sign of the end of the age, among other things? And he says this, and listen carefully and ask yourself, uh-oh, missed that one, right? Take heed that no one deceives you. And he gives all kinds of examples and things that have happened, are happening, will happen, and we can actually see from here. Wars and rumors of wars. And isn't yet, but not to worry. We're seeing all those other things that are marked as the end and as elements of judgment and so forth all beginning to happen. So back to this idea of where are we at and what can't they pull given the level of boldness that we've already seen? I mean, really, what kind of boldness does it take to lie about things that are going to kill people? And, you know, in spite of the fact that there have been lots and lots of deaths, and they've come up with a term, sudden adult death syndrome, to describe all the people that just take the poison poke and the boosters, and then they keel over dead. Oh, well, let's inject your kids, too. We don't need any actual data. The science, which we could care less about because it's a god, and we don't, I mean, literally, folks, when Fauci says the science, he's not talking about the concept of a hypothesis and testing it with evidence, because evidence doesn't matter to them. He's talking about a fake God, and he's the high priest of it. So what we have seen, in other words, is a level of bold, in-your-face lying that I think most of us simply could not have believed they would even think about getting away with, and yet they are. And I guess the question then that I've asked before and is the subject of this part of the show, not only what's next, but given what we've already seen, from killing people with the poison poke to having them put on masks. I mean, what kind of idiot, literally, would wear a fiber cloth mask, rebreathe their own exhaust gases? All it takes is a $20 pulse oximeter from Walmart, and you can ask, hey, what's it doing to my oxygen and my bloodstream? Answer, it's hurting it. Why am I rebreathing my own crap that your body is designed to get rid of? Answer, because I'm too stupid. I guess that's the only reason. Oh, maybe I'm afraid that if I speak up, they'll tell me I can't come in here and shop. I can't buy the poison. We're going to have to get to the point, folks, where we say, you know what? I've had enough. I'm not going to allow myself to be lied to, duped. I'm not going to let my kids be killed simply because I don't have the cojones to say no to all the stupidity that they're cramming down my throat. How bad does it have to get? Answer, I don't think it's ever going to get so bad that people are going to wake up and say, ooh, they fooled me again? So what can't they pull? I'm going to suggest the answer to that is nothing. If there's anything in Scripture that you see coming and ask yourself, how could they possibly sell that? You've already seen the answer. All right, I want to do this. When it comes to what's next, though, let's ask ourselves the question, well, certainly history is a good indicator. You can look at Weimar Germany, and you can see what happened after the hyperinflation of the 1920s, and the answer was Adolf. You can look at other elements of history. You can ask, well, what happened to every single fiat currency in human history? Same thing. They've always failed. Fire and ice, but usually it ends in hyperinflation. The U.S. dollar will be no different. By the way, the Bible says clearly that these things are an abomination. He hates them. I guess you can kind of see there's a connection there. But we can also look at current events in history and in the world and say, hey, you know, maybe they're a bit for the grace of Yah go I, but more importantly, at least in terms of giving us an indicator of the time frame, we can look at certain countries and we can say, wow, the same things that are happening there are intended to happen here. For years, obviously, California, the People's Republic, has been kind of a harbinger for the United States. They do something absolutely idiotic, and you know New York will do it next, and then pretty soon it'll be crammed down people's throats. That's still true. Well, how about Germany, for example? Germany has done some pretty interesting things of late. As you know, when the pipeline, the Nord Stream pipelines, actually two of them, were blown up by somebody. Which one of the NATO allies was it? Was it no longer Great Britain, or was it America, or was it just a combination of all of the above? One thing's for sure, Russia didn't blow up its own pipeline, and Germany probably didn't want it blown up, because they're going to be the ones that suffer the most, although most of Europe is going to take the hit really hard. But in Germany, a story from Zero Hedge says they're now preparing quietly, we don't want to panic the idiots, for emergency cash deliveries, bank runs, and aggressive discontent. Oh, gee, do you think that when people starve to death, don't have any power to heat their homes, and, don't even have any cash to buy anything, that they might get upset? While Europe has been trying to keep a stiff upper lip ahead of the coming cold winter, they've tried to lie to people. Oh, yeah, we've got more than enough gas in storage. They don't, to make up for loss of Russian supply, even if they get a cold winter. Well, now Reuters is reporting, citing four different sources, which I guess is good for a source like Reuters, that German authorities have stepped up preparations for emergency cash deliveries in case of the inevitable, or blackout, or blackouts, plural, in order to keep the economy such as it is, remember it's pretty well on its last leg anyway, running, as that nation braces for possible power cuts arising from what else? The idiocy surrounding the attempt to kick off World War III starting in Ukraine. Plans include the Bundesbank hoarding extra billions in order to cope with a surge in demand, as well as possible limits on withdrawal, said one of their sources. And by the way, says Zero Hedge, if you think the crypto investors are angry when they can't get access to their digital tokens, thank you, FTX, and in a bankrupt exchange, just wait until you see what Germans do when their cash has been locked out. Officials and banks, it says, are looking not only at origination, i.e. money printing, but also distribution. Run those presses, run those trucks. And they're discussing, for example, priority fuel access for cash transporters. Now, you'd think maybe they might want to put priority fuel to people that are going to be dying because they can't heat their homes. But maybe at least if they transport enough cash, they can burn it, just like they did in 1932. Anyway, according to other sources commenting on preparations that have accelerated in recent weeks after the gas supplies have been cut off. And although German authorities have publicly played down the likelihood of a blackout and bank runs for obvious reasons, they don't want to panic the peons, the discussions show how seriously they're taking the threat and how they're struggling to prepare for the crippling power outages that will be caused, or at least could be, but hey, we can't say will, because then that for sure happened, soaring energy costs, or even, get this, sabotage. Now, that's the thing that I think is interesting, folks. Remember, the pipelines were sabotaged. Is it just possible that there might be some nefarious actors? And I'm not talking about the traditional terrorists. I'm talking about maybe state-sponsored terrorists that would say, hey, they're already on their last legs. Let's just kick those out from under them. Anyone familiar with the recent history of Weimar Republic Germany, or even more recently, knows that access to cash is of special concern to Germans, who, unlike Americans, actually do seem to have some recollection of their own history. They like the security and anonymity of being able to use cash, and they tend to use it more than other Europeans. As a matter of fact, unlike so many of the socialist states, A Bundesbank study said 60% of everyday Germans use cash to pay for things that they use all the time. And on average, Germans withdraw more than 6,600 euros annually, chiefly from cash machines. So, is there a problem here? As Zero Hedge puts it, no, it's not just warnings of discontent or aggressive altercations in case citizens are unable to get their hands on the cash. The translation is, if cash withdrawal halts, German society may very well tear itself apart. So I think that's an important harbinger. Again, I will suggest keep an eye. Now, that's not going to be easy because when these things happen, guess what you're not going to hear on CNN or, for that matter, the New York Times. But if blackouts strike, one option for policymakers is to limit cash. And if you think, by the way, that the FTX bankruptcy was a black eye for crypto or kleptocurrency exchanges, just imagine what will happen to fiat when the same thing happens that they thought they were avoiding. Well, more than 40% of Germans, this is almost the end of the article, say that they are fearful of a blackout sometime in the next 6 months, probably in the next 3 months as the depth of winter approaches. And in Frankfurt, Germany's banking capital, a city councilman recently proposed presenting a plan that would have to be acted on before the middle of November, and the politician was from the ADL party, which is the so-called right-wing party. And he said it would be irresponsible not to plan for what might happen. And it was rejected unanimously. Why? And this is one of those self-fulfilling prophecies, folks, that I think really tells you why things are so bad and likely to get worse. The other parties rejected the proposal, saying, uh-oh, you are inciting panic. So, yeah, that's the essence of a conspiracy theory. The mere fact that you can see what's happening and that you're willing to point it out means you're guilty of something which is far worse than whatever it is that the people that are planning this thing are intending to do to people. How is that for an indicator of the signs of the times? Finally, there was this one, and you can look at Brazil, and I suggest we do, because arguably the Brazilians are looking at the United States. They saw a far-left communist named Lulu, who really is a Lulu, who has been imprisoned for fraud, and isn't that ironic, after a conviction. Anyway, he was allowed to run, and surprise, surprise, just like what happened in 2020, he pulled it out by the skin of his teeth or by who knows how many million fraudulent votes. And Brazil is now showing Americans, says the piece I'm looking at, just what actual resistance to electoral fraud looks like. Because the people of Brazil aren't taking their fraud lying down. I guess they saw that, hey, look what Lulu could do, because you can see what an idiot like Biden was able to do. He's destroyed the country. So they've risen up against the alleged voter fraud in the nation's recent so-called election. Millions, as a matter of fact, on Republican Day, November 15th, it's a national day, an estimated 3 million Brazilians took to the streets and demanded that the election be annulled. Now, there's an interesting comment here from a columnist, Vox Day, who is a bit, I think, cynical, but rightfully so. He says, whether or not this Brazilian revolt against fake democracy is successful, it demonstrates why, sadly, in a once-free America, the Second Amendment has become irrelevant. Because honestly, and here he is, he's just basically laying it out there. Weapons are of no use to a people who have demonstrated by their inaction, by their sitting on their blessed assurance while the country is destroyed around them, while they wear their masks, take their poison pokes, and allow their kids to be killed, and go to church on Sun God Day and say, hey, why is nothing changing? We prayed to that fake God. It's hard not to be cynical, folks, if you understand the truth. Until Americans return to the real, one true Elohim, and his word is written, I'm going to suggest they're going to get more of exactly what they've been asking for. Anyway, back to Vox Day. Weapons are of no use to a people who have demonstrated they're unwilling to use them. And since Americans wouldn't, haven't, and aren't intending, it seems, to use their God-given, constitutionally protected, back when we had one of those, rights to keep and bear arms to defend their borders, that's part A, against the foreign invasion, or part B, to prevent at least two now successful, fraudulent, fake governments from literally ruling over them and taking their rights. And interestingly, the Biden Fuhrer, and I mentioned this earlier, he's been slobbering over the chance to say, ha ha, turn in your guns. We got away with it. Let me ask it again. What can't they get away with? I guarantee you, folks, this is exactly where it's headed. One of a number of things that you can pretty well plan on. You can set your clock by it. History shows that people who are not willing to defend their rights, pretty soon, they don't know their rights, and that's obvious, then they don't have any rights. All right, finally, I've got this piece, and this will kind of set up some of the things that I think I wanted to lead to today. We've got about 10 minutes left in the show. What's next? What can't they pull off? Let me go to a few comments from John Anisha Whitehead via the Rutherford Institute. He has written for years about authoritarianism. And this time the term is techno-authoritarianism. It's here to say, he says, because China and the deep state have joined forces. Well, that's pretty obvious. Guess who pulls the strings of the Biden Führer along with the Obama puppet? No matter who runs for office, he says, no matter who controls the White House, the White Whorehouse, and the Senate, and the House of Representatives, or the House of Communists, now or in the future, we the people have already lost. And it's hard to argue that that's not the case. We've lost because the future of this nation is being forged, literally has been forged, far beyond the reach of what were once called laws, elections, or borders by the techno-authoritarian deep state powers. And they have no regard for what? The concept of the Bill of Rights or individual freedoms or individual liberties or privacy or anything else. They want you dead. I've been making that point now for a year, and I think it's undeniable. The fate of America is being made in China. That's the role model for all things dystopian. So it's not just Germany and Brazil we can look at. We can look to communist China, too. And just like communist California, which is kind of their beachhead for the invasion that's coming, you can see where this is headed. And he lists a bunch of areas. I'll go through these rapidly because I think a lot of them are going to be obvious. And I want to make sure we talk about some of the specifics here. Censorship. Censorship in China is right out of Orwell's 1984. I've had this discussion in years past. Is it possible that there are some, like Hitlery and some of the people in the Biden regime, that see that 1984 isn't a warning? It's an instruction manual. Number two, surveillance. COVID-19 allowed China's Orwellian surveillance state to be brought out of the shadows, and they gave everyone, including Big Brother China, Big Brother America, and Europe, the perfect excuse for unleashing the full force of their expansive, sophisticated surveillance and data collection powers on the dumbed-down public. Socialist media credit scores is another part of that. And we can see that that is already coming to American shores, folks. You have the tracking apps on the phones. You got all the CIA, deep state, DARPA, and other apps that are put on the phones that are, and it's not just the phones, it's literally everything that Americans listen to, watch, including your television and even your toaster oven that is tapping you and ratting you out. When they get the Internet of Things in place with the 5G and then the 6G, literally what will be able to be done is to track people by looking at the little embedded trackers in their socks and underwear and bras and panties and shirts and you name it. We can even tell what the guy's got and is wearing as he's walking down the street with our sophisticated global surveillance state. And that goes in line with the next one, which is called Smart Safe Cities, which, of course, are not necessarily either, but certainly not safe. Look at what's happening in New York. They've got complete monitoring, but it's all the better to watch people get thrown in front of subway tracks. Residents are monitored around the clock in communist China. Certainly that's been done in Britain for a long time, too. Every action is under constant surveillance. Every device is connected to the central brain operated by AI, artificial intelligence. And is it any leap to say, once they get their digital currency in place, and the Biden Führer has already signed the executive order having to do with CBDCs. That's the next item on the list here. China has already adopted their digital currency, government-issued fiat yuan, which allows them to surveil and seize people's financial transactions. They can also work in tandem with social credit scores to punish anybody that Big Brother wants punished. And it's equally easy to suspend their digital wallets, especially if they try to become dissidents. How dare they? Digital authoritarianism, in other words, is what we're seeing. And both China and the United States, and maybe they're kind of like one and another wing of the same evil bird of prey, too, have led the way in supplying the rest of the world with all of this sophisticated Big Brother-style surveillance technology. And they've even subsidized it in some cases. And there are some other things on the list, like the secret police, along with priest brutality, intimidation tactics, you name it. Finally, disappearance, brainwashing, and torture. Oh, yeah, and let's not forget, if all of those fails, we can just inject you and make sure that you aren't allowed to do what we don't want you to do. So, again, where I want to go here just in the last few minutes is to talk about some of the things that, in many cases, I've been talking about them for years. I have suggested for a while, and I think probably what's necessary now is to pull out the stops and say it's no longer a suggestion. The things that are coming are here. And furthermore, what we need to understand is that the wheels have come completely off the wagon in so many respects, even if people haven't figured it out yet. The line that I've used as a kind of a joke line for a long time is, Americans won't wake up because they've been so dumbed down to what's really happening until they go to Walmart and the shelves are empty. Well, you know what? I've been seeing anecdotal stories that all over the country, people putting them online, pictures of shelves at Walmart are empty. There was one here from not too far from where I'm sitting last week talking about eggs not available. Well, hey, they've been trying to get rid of poultry and kill chickens and turkeys. Isn't it interesting? Just wait to see what people are going to pay for a turkey here in about 1 week. All of these are harbingers of things to come. And if we watch and pay attention, we ought to be able to see where we're at. So where I was headed was to say, yeah, I've been trying to talk about a sense of urgency, but I think we're rapidly getting to the point where a sense of urgency is not enough. And I'm careful on this one, the same way the Germans are careful about saying, oh, we don't want to panic people. But honestly, folks, if you don't have a sense of urgency, and if you haven't yet figured out what's going on, it may just, in fact, be too late. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be attempting to do what you can do, but you do need to understand that like the old joke, right? The man that is drowning in the flood, and when he goes to the pearly gates, he's told, hey, I sent you two boats and a helicopter. What are you waiting for? Well, this is exactly where most Americans find themselves. The warnings have been coming for years at this point, certainly dramatically for 2 years, and even more dramatically since the rigged election and all the fraud there. So what's next? Let me ask it again. What can't they pull? But what I do want to suggest is, obviously, the solution has and remains. Come out of her, my people. Don't be deceived. If you're deceived, folks, and if you're not taking the proper actions at this point, if you're going to church on Sun God Day and saying, I can have a pork sandwich at the pot roast afterwards here, honestly, there's probably no help for you. You're certainly not going to get help from a God that you don't believe in. And you can read scripture and he'll tell you that. Hey, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things I say? You got these fake gods, you turn to them for help? Oh yeah, you just see how they're going to stand up for you when the you-know-what hits the fan. That's a colloquialization, as you might expect, of a whole bunch of stuff that is literally throughout the prophets. Okay, so I've named a couple of specifics. We can look at Germany, we can look at Brazil, even we can look at California and China when it comes to outright totalitarian states. We can see what happens there. It'll be interesting, I think, and I guarantee you the deep state is watching Brazil. Will people stand up? Now, they don't have the degree of the right to keep and bear arms that Americans have. But there may, in fact, be something going on down there, and we'll see how that plays out. So far, they have been largely peaceful, a lot more largely peaceful than Antifa and BLM have at pushing a communist revolution here. Will Brazil, the fakes, will they crack down? I have a suspicion that they will. Same thing is true of Germany. We'll just simply see how it plays out and what happens there when things get really, really ugly. Meanwhile, for the rest of us, there are several things that we can always do and pay attention to. Now, I have suggested for a long time, not just suggested, but mentioned that in the Bible, the word kesef is the Hebrew word that means silver. It's also the very same word, because it's the very same thing, that means money. Silver has always been money, and the Constitution, when we had one, made that point clear. So if you look at the price of silver today, well, the price of silver has nothing to do with the real stuff that you can hold in your hand. Just like the dishonest weights and measures of fiat currency, it's fiat silver. It's just a piece of paper that says, hey, this should be real silver, but it's not. How can we control the price? We sell it to infinity and discount it in the futures market. Well, people are saying, I've been holding silver and it hasn't gone to its real value yet. Well, don't worry. It probably won't. Not until the wheels come completely off the wagon. Does that mean that we shouldn't hold it? No. What we need to be doing is waiting on Yahuwah, paying attention to what's going on and preparing. And just understanding that the adversary is smart. He's nothing if not smart. They have done all kinds of planning, folks, for exactly what's happening now. From trying to make sure that when they come for the firearms, that they'll be able to do it with red flag laws, and they've got enough dumbed down people and enough people who are literally Stasi types that are jonesing to rat their neighbors out. We're going to see some genuine ugly. Now, on the scale of, okay, if silver is later, what's earlier? Well, we just saw what happened with FTX. That's going to be an interesting one to watch. I think a lot of the crypto space is going to have some major comeuppance, and I expect that what Big Brother will do is use this as yet another excuse, right, the Galilean dialectic, to crack down on any alternatives to their version of the central bank digital currency, because, hey, we don't want you having gold and silver. We don't even want you having Bitcoin or anything else we can't control. And by the way, if you've got a digital wallet and it's controlled centrally, you don't have it anyway. What else can we look at? Well, probably the biggest one short term is diesel fuel. Diesel is literally the lifeblood of the global economy. Barges use it. Trains use it. Trucks use it. Farm equipment uses it. Nothing gets harvested or planted or shipped or moved without diesel. And by the way, that includes gasoline for cars. So as this diesel shortage, which is already in place, begins to expand, people are going to, I think, be very shocked at how rapidly things come to a quick end. So if you're paying attention, if you haven't gone yet to the place where you need to be when the you-know-what hits the fan, watch things like the diesel situation very carefully. And it may give you, who knows, maybe a day or two warning to be able to get out of Dodge, get out of those places where Big Brother has already planned them to be death traps. Most importantly, folks, know who you serve, and may Yahuwah bless you and yours.